Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my website is that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of other stuff there. My blog, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz is there, archives, articles, lots of stuff that will help you in your small business. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame if you'd like to follow me there. Bill Dunkelberg is here with the NFIB report of small business economic conditions. And Bill, overall, the you know what you were talking about earlier about the fact that that for eight quarters now we've been at a level that we only went to in the double recession of the early 80s, and so that's pretty that in my opinion that qualifies. That's if somebody were to say to me, why did you call this the Great Recession? Those numbers alone qualify it for that, don't they?
I think they do. I mean, and of course, attached to the optimism index is the fact that, you know, that the reports of making capital expenditures, you know, buying equipment or spending a bit, you know, those are at 35-year lows. So we're at, and so not only are the plans low, but the actual reports over the last 6 months are historically very low. And of course, we've fired so many workers. Nobody can deny that. It showed up in the BLS data. I mean, we're the ones who did. I mean, it's just, the evidence is pretty clear that this is the worst recession that we've had, you know, since the Depression.
Technically, we're out of the recession. Technically, we're in the recovery. And even though we have these numbers that we don't like, the trend is marginally getting better. Especially based on some of some of your research. But one of the things that I wrote an article a month or so ago where I talked about the, you know, a V-shaped recovery, a U-shaped recovery, a hockey stick, you know, a W, or we're going to have a W recovery, that kind of thing. And what I said was that the letter I attributed to this recovery is what I said was M for marathon.
It is a marathon.
That this is
right?
A marathon recovery, and you better pace yourself in terms of you know, we better know when to kick and when not to kick.
Right. Well, officially, of course, it depends on what's official. The National Bureau of Economic Research is the kind of official dating committee over at Harvard there, and they have not declared which month the economy bottomed. Most of the economists that I talk to are betting on, like, July of last year, July, August, and we know manufacturing turned then. But the other important variable, of course, is employment, and we're not sure when employment turned. To me, looking at the BLS numbers, it didn't really turn until, you know, like early,
a month or two ago.
Statistics.
Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, somewhere between April last month and July last year, the dating committee will tell us that we officially bottomed, but obviously the economy is growing. We got some decent GDP numbers. Most of that, though, has really been for inventory rebuilding, which is why the big firms are looking good. Profits are good there because of exports and, of course, building cars. I mean, we bought 9 million cars in 2009, which is terrible compared to the 16 million, but we only made 5.
Right.
And the rest came out of inventory. Well, now we're buying at about a 10 or 11 million annual rate. And the difference is we're making all those because there's no inventory. So that really moves our measure of GDP up, even though we're not spending much more. And that's
because
the problem.
Of the pent-up demand.
Yeah, our guys tell us that their job problem still is weak sales. Now, it went from 35 down to 29% who said that's their top business problem, a good sign. But still, you know, it's weak sales that are really the issue for our small business owners.
Well, one of the things that I try to get across to my audience is that, you know, I'm trying, you and I, neither one of us are negative people. We're both bullish on America, on the economy, on small business, on capitalism, on free trade. We're both bullish like that. But we have to tell it like it is. And I'm not doing my audience any favors if I start singing Happy Days Are Here Again instead of telling them, you know, hey guys, things are improving, things are not as bad as they were, we're moving in the right direction, but you still have to make sure that you as you plan for success, as you plan for growth and take advantage of opportunities, you still have to gird your loins and operate for survival.
That's it. You got to do it.
Yeah.
And you know, now you still, you know, it's still a tough environment out there, because even with the economy recovering, you have to remember that we really overexpanded not just the big business sector, but the small business sector as well in that 2003 to 2007 period.
Right.
Obviously, in construction, we overexpanded, but we did it everywhere. I mean, too many restaurants, retailers, and so we got too many firms fighting for a reduced level of consumer spending, and so it feels awful out there.
Right. Well, and the consumer, apparently the consumer is trying to contribute more, but they only the consumers' tools, the tools that consumers have used for most of our lifetime, Bill, have been diminished because of the credit situation.
Yes, indeed.
That's right. Is that right?
Yeah. And it's a little bit, you know, and I'm not saying credit's easy to get, but then it's not never supposed to be. And we're still remembering the late years of the expansion when it was easy to get. It shouldn't have been, especially,
right,
of course, mortgage lending. There was just like, you know, anybody could get, mm-hmm, a loan, including people who don't exist.
Right.
The credit standards were not what they should be. So if we're in an environment where we really look at credit the way we should, then it's erroneous to say that somehow or another, you know, the banks are holding back the small business sector.
But that's one of the reasons why this recovery is going to be more measured and deliberate rather than a V-shape, because we're not going to have the igniter of credit availability that we have had in past recoveries.
Right.
That's going to be one of the main reasons why, folks, this thing is going to be a little slower.
Right.
It's on the right pace. We're on the
exactly
right track.
Right.
But it's going to be a deliberate thing. It's going to be a marathon. I'm pacing myself for a marathon. I hope you are too. But we're moving in the right direction. Bill Duckenberg says it. We're going to talk about employment and inflation when we come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.